Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Ya, katlase jara sfapane se mo magetleng a ka. Beautiful song there by Busi. Gade be bring us to exactly 24 minutes. Yeah, 24 minutes to 8. And then on that note, we welcome Bishop David Malatse. Good evening, Bishop.
Evening, servant of the Most High God and your beloved listeners, the Radio Pulpit.
Why is it happy now, Dalai? Because I'm going to talk about it in the year. Yeah, it's a thing. You know, sometimes you miss the smell of dust mixed with grass. That's the smell of the tent revivals. Just watching them guys who can dance there. There's no church that doesn't have those crazy people. Most Brazilian people. Welcome, Fundis.
The love of the Lord.
Welcome, Fundis Wam.
Thank you so much, Mrutumal. Thank you so much once more on this blessed platform. And I don't take this lightly. And I keep on saying this over and over again. You are helping me to be used by God. So I don't really take this lightly. It keeps us focused. And then sometimes, Mruti, we get carried away, man, by a lot of things. You know, they don't mean anything based on what you are called for. Mm. And the purpose of your existence. But
yes,
those things, they always derail us from, the real meaning why we are here. And opportunities like this, Mruti, they cannot be taken lightly. Thank you so much, man of God.
Arle Bahamudimu, for choosing us. Harai Chusa. During this time, with the grace, nothing but the grace. What is, so I'm looking at the issue of family values this evening. Why this topic?
It becomes difficult sometimes. There are a lot of topics and we cannot carry on because we are not here for Bible study. You know, sometimes we'll just touch them and then, but as you go, there are some things that the Lord will drop in your spirit. Some it will be people that they come across, testimonies that you hear from the listeners. And now when people start calling and mentioning stuff, so you go deeper, to look into the Word of God and to align yourself with the purpose. But okay, once we are here, we need to touch base, on various aspects of life, since the biggest focus here is the family altar, to revive families. For the longest of time, people thought that values they learned from church. We took every responsibility that was supposed to happen in the family to the church. Can take care of the family, most of the things are still learning. Meaning, the first place that needs to be revisited and revamped is families. And Mruti, that is the structure. That is the only structure. Say, Loring, if it is broken, there is nothing that one can do. When the enemy, start attacking, humankind. The first thing I learned at Tomagayon was to disorganize the family structure. And once that structure is broken, there's nothing concrete that can stand, on top of that broken structure. Hence, when you read in the book of Psalms, I think that's Psalm 11. I love that, that Psalm, because it says, if the foundation are broken, what can the righteous do? And this is why, Mruti, when we look at those values, they guide our families and our structure. when we try to define that, we'll say it is values held to be, you know, traditionally land and or reinforced within a civic. And such as those of high moral standards and discipline. There are certain things that if we can be focused most on and inculcate them to the next generation, Muruti, this world will be a better place. Someone once said, if each one of us can sweep, you know, their doorsteps, the whole world will be clean. And that is why when, again, we look into the book of Psalms, 133, verse number 1, it says, Muruti, how wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony. It speaks here about the power of unity, and Proverbs chapter 17 verse number 6. It reads as follows: grandchildren are the crowning glory of the aged. Parents are the pride of their children. Now, when we look now, Muruti, at this, you know, values. This is some of the principles tailoring a family will set in order for them to function under those principles. And now, no one really, you know, is born knowing what their family values are. You cannot just be born today and you know exactly what, you know, your family values are. The values are imparted and by the family based upon how they act with each member and others outside the family. Now this is where now we have seen one of the most, you know, challenging circumstances that we come across in life when you are trying to build. Because you cannot build unless you consider the storms. So whenever you build, we build with the storms in mind. Jesus once, you know, gave this powerful parable that there were two men who wanted to build, and unfortunately, the other one did not consider the importance of the foundation. You know, the other one built upon the rock, but this other one, he just built anyhow. The material were the same. The architectural, you know, diagrams were the same. The only problem was the foundation. So the wise one chose the rock because he knew that there will be storms coming along the way. You know, there will be Bo Katrina, Bo Dineo, you know, you name them all that will come, you know, to test the completeness of that house. But unfortunately, the one who built without considering the storms, when all these things came, Muruti, the whole house collapsed. You know, Muruti, I was truly shocked and touched by one of our callers, you know, our listeners, who gave me a call and said to me, Muruti, I don't know you. I don't even know to whom am I speaking to, but I just got these numbers from the radio. That I don't even know the name of the radio station. But I was just, you know, I'm scanning through that radio. Somebody gave me the radio because I'm going through a serious turmoil in my life. I'm going through depression, you know, and also I'm struggling with some, you know, chronic diseases that I'm dealing with recently. And the reason why I called is because you guys saved me. I was just on the verge of killing, you know, my wife and my children and then kill myself because we used to live a posh life with my wife. You know, everything was well from the way go. We had a 5-bedroom house. We had it all. I worked hard. I provided for the family until I lost my job. And when I lost my job for some time, things started to change. And until it finally changed, that's when my wife got, you know, employed. And when she She got employed. Things became worse because now my wife said she cannot take care. You know, those things.
And some things, Muruji, you won't say they are blessings. It's like they are curses. Our attitude in Nangate Mfundisi, the blessings become the curse. I mean, right now, you are not working. The husband was working. Now the husband is not working. It's you who's working. You begin to say stuff like that.
Now, so Feba Mashalela, yeah.
And then Mashalelonza now Feba all these years.
Hey, Muruti. And now, this is when we look at the original intent. I believe, Muruti, what really messed us up is that people were never honest, you know, with their original intent. Some people, they just came in, you know, into a setup, because we cannot have a family unless we have a marriage, and we can never have a marriage unless there's a family. So now these two things work hand in glove. And Muruti, see, this is a whole of Sashapi. See, this is a whole of Sashapi. You know, if Shapi can get a bulamulom, there is no way that you can catch it, you know. But the minute Shapi bulamulom, then why it's war. That is the biggest. You know, flop Lauren Chapia is. Ashapi told it is safe from the rest. But the thing that this senior Timulom, once people start opening their mouths, man, you know, Lindsay Assassimunwana Alihuki. Now, to cut the long story short of this, man, is that what made the whole matter worse is when now the men of the club came in. You know, where they used to go to church too, the wife decided to change and went to this other pastor. Now, this pastor will come, you know, around 11 o'clock at night to come and pray with the wife, but the man was not allowed to join the prayer because the prayer was only meant for the wife in this man's house. And as this man was just, you know, trying to understand what is happening, the woman who left now with this man, the pastor took the wife from him, and now the wife is like, is even ordained now. She's an ordained pastor in that church, and the man lost everything. He stays now in a shack without electricity, without anything. And Murud, that really touched me. That really touched me. Or, but God, why out of all these things, people must go through things like this?
I wonder what the enemy is trying to do, looking at the things that the so-called pastors are doing out there. I mean, these are worse than those that we call, we tend to whatever, Tsela Kotla, see the mainline churches. These are happening in the born-again churches in most cases.
The sad part now, Corey, our kids are involved. The children are involved in this setup. And these are two girls. Now, they saw what the mother did to their father. And we might not know what transpired throughout the years, but how the whole thing now ended, it is of great concern that me ona uhudisa bana babanyana. By Loring, my son or your son will meet them tomorrow and propose marriage to them. But when you look at the entire structure now, how these people were brought up, what kinds of things that were inculcated in their minds that will turn into their behavior. I mean, it is something that is of great concern. And people don't always understand this, or unless we keep to the values, unless, look, one of the best things that we need to understand, the Kabana Kore, Bana Barona, they don't understand, but they always learn from our actions. They are good imitators. And you might find even this man, you know, is the victim of someone yelling abon antenna EHU somewhere in her bloodline. You know, it's something like Peter. There are certain criteria that we need to come across in life and then manage it well. There are certain things that can even really stop or because remember we are the extension of the DNA evident Murut for some time, and we don't know some of the things that, you know, our 4444 parents never dealt decisively so administratively, but when we come and we take life for granted, that's where we encounter problems. Now, here is the man, you know, he was just saved by the program, not even know the name of this radio station, not even know the presenter, nor the guest. But at that point in time, the man who suffered from depression for the longest of time, are for the first time, I managed to sleep that night because I cry myself to sleep. I mean, from time I can't sleep. Sometimes kirobarake saja, and then come on, I segile diabetic. Come on, again, I tried to see. Come on, I just survived corona. He mentioned them all, and where I was, I said, Lord, if there is any platform, you know, that can touch people like this, that platform must be prayed for. And I also plead with your beloved listeners, or if there is any good Samaritan out there who knows, you know, whoever, yeah, but on a driver, this man has got a license. This is the man that beat the odds when coming to the things that has to do with gender-based violence. He could have did the worst, Muruti, but he chose to be obedient. I don't know what drove him, you know, to tune to that station. But remember, we took some time.
It's the Holy Spirit.
About, you know, the I believe the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, and the same Holy Spirit touched the man that we don't even know somewhere, you know, and this man tuned into the radio and the program saved his life. I'm meeting him tomorrow because I just want to see what is there that we can do, you know, to assist wherever we can, you know. But any good Samaritan out there, especially men.
I wish I could come and meet him too, Mfundisi. I wish I could come and meet you, him with you tomorrow.
We will definitely make arrange, Muruti, because the man needs help. We need to help him to get back on his feet. And the little that we can, you know, it will be for the love of the word and to be the instrument, so that we can help this man to start all over again. Because how many people tonight who are listening, who are going through a worse process than what this man is going through?
Do you know what he was doing in his previous job, Mfundisi, other than driving?
He's you know, he's good and selling stuff, buying, selling.
Okay.
You know, but if the man could stay in a 5-bedroom house, Maruti, well furnished. Then we are talking about someone who was building. Because we have people, Muruti, by luring, they are here to destroy, you know. And I don't want to dwell much of this so-called Muruti, because so it will be a total waste of time for us to come here and say, Pastor this, Pastor, because there is one office, and that is the highest office ever. And that office we cannot fight for, we cannot protect that office. So everybody, there comes a day, you must reap what you have sown. So, but we have a man here, we have a man by Loring. From time to time, we read at the newspapers. But here is a man who's looking for another man to come, and this is where now values that is family, they are very important. We cannot have people by Loring when they enter into, you know, a holy covenant like marriage, and they exchange vows that for better, for worse, in sickness and in health, for the richer, for poorer.
I think Murud, I need to say this. I need to say this, that people must be very careful. I know for Barcelona, they take these things lightly when they're being warned by their local pastors, or guys, don't go there. You need to know where you are responsible and you are accountable for your own soul. Whatever that happens to you there and you are warned, one day, and even the things, you are responsible for that. So that's why the Bible says we must test the spirit. The question is, what kind of a church? Somebody broke somebody else's marriage, and then about all day in that woman mole in Namurutiwa High, I'm going to stay in her own house. What kind of a church is that? You know, that's why we really need to discern. Sometimes I do discern some elipila mola ralla rar mudimu mudimu and that's mudimu geron. So we must be very careful.
It's a beauty, Murut, that tonight we are touching on a very different subject altogether. And I know some Murut by Loring, Balabar, Barano, Monao House, Fanela, Mukwele, Musadu House, Fanela, Mukwele, Babam Babaka to Lakaki, Barano, Mudimu, when I can come on now, Mongarno, when I can come to Kuya, and people did that without involving the parents. But tonight we just want us, you know, to go in that room and then that we call the closet, where we'll shut the door behind us and stand on top of that scale, where we'll do the intro and retrospection and look thoroughly into ourselves and say, but am I building in this family, or am I here to continue to help the attack of the enemy? Because the enemy can use anyone, and how the enemy attacks, we don't know which angle will come from. But if the intention is to build, you see that the biggest problem, Rudigori, you can never change or help anyone unless that person is willing. We have people who are not really willing, you know, to build, but yet they are still there. You know, now we fail to understand, Dori, if you are no longer want to build, if you don't show any remorse in each and every mistake that you did, but why are you still here? Why are you still hindering my peace? Because about to have out one of our little, but why must we wait until we destroy each other? Why must we destroy each other? Why? If the things had it a mighty, why can't we part ways nicely? But rather, you know, to render people useless like this. Moving out of 5-bedroom house and go into a shack, there's no electricity. I don't know what that man is going through, Murut, but yes, we thank God that he never kills them.
Muruti, are you sure fella jalo? Can I have your contact details?
072-316-1117.
All right.
Muruti, I got
if you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.